Welcome to Flyover Conservative Podcast with David and Stacey Whited, where we break down current events and examine culture through the lens of conservative Christian values. Welcome. We are so excited that you're at flyoverconservatives.com today. If you have not been to our site, make sure you go there, check it out, check out the merchandise, as well as hit the notification bell. You're going to want to share this today. There's an incredible message. We have a great guest. So welcome to Flyover Conservatives.
You know, our theme is wake up, speak up, and show up. We're going to talk to somebody today that is more awake, speaks up more, and shows up more than about anybody that you're going to meet. And somebody we probably put more effort into tracking down and saying, we've got to get him on here, got to share this information. I want to give you one tip right away. Get a pen and paper ready.
Yes.
Get a laptop, get a computer, get something, because he's going to give you websites. He's going to give you sources. He's going to give you places to go to track down information. You're going to be one of the most informed people in the circle that you run in at the end of this quick broadcast. So with no further ado, from the great city of Tulsa, Oklahoma, Clay Clark.
Welcome, Clay.
Hello, guys. I appreciate you allowing me to start this broadcast day nice and early.
Absolutely. We are so excited to have you here. We're willing to wake up early for this.
Yes. Now, you amazing accomplishments, and I want to get into all of this, but man, entrepreneur of the year, a teenage entrepreneur.
Author,
you've kind of done it all, a father of five, and you're running an incredible event that's coming up here in a couple of weeks. I'll make sure people end up finding out about as well. So what did it take? What all went into the package to create a Clay Clark?
Well, let me just make sure listeners know this. If we read the Bible, which I'm a big fan of, you'll know that Saul was a very not good person, a very bad guy who rounded up Christians and essentially fed them to lions. Not a good guy. He saw the light. And he changed his name to Paul. And obviously he was he went to prison. He was beaten 39 times on five separate occasions. And he wrote 13 books of the Bible. But again, a deeply flawed person. You look at the life of David. You look up. So I want everybody to know I am a vessel. I believe that Jesus is king and I'm the water boy, you know, like that Sandler movie or something.
Because
I'm not that impressive, but I do want people to understand so they can do the research. I grew up without money, probably more poor than most people, but maybe not as poor as others. I stuttered. I couldn't talk very well at all. And I built what became America's largest, or one of America's largest, entertainment DJ companies. So pre-Christ, we would do 4,000 weddings a year. And that company was called DJConnection.com. Started that when I was 16. Wow. Grew that. I was the SBA Entrepreneur of the Year. That's the Small Business Administration Entrepreneur of the Year. When I was 27, when I was 20, I was Tulsa's Entrepreneur of the Year. And then I've gone on, my partner and I, we've built, I 16 multimillion dollar companies. It might be 17, but if you want to look those up real quick, just so people know that I'm not making these things up. One brand I teamed up with, it's called Tip Top Canine, tiptopcanine.com. If you don't want to take a vaccination and you want to own your own business, that's a great business. It's a franchise, Tip Top Canine. We have 11 locations, I believe. Then I do brand consulting. So companies like OxyFresh.com, OXIFresh.com, they'll hire me and I help them scale. And so OxyFresh has 430 plus locations. I'm not an owner of that. I'm a growth consultant. And then there's Elephant in the Room, Men's Grooming Lounge. That's EITRLounge.com. I mentioned these things because I just want everyone to know that I'm not making these things up. So again, for more information, I don't want anyone to, I'm not assuming anyone cares about me, but just go to ThriveTimeShow.com, ThriveTimeShow.com, and you go there and you can learn about me. But it's not about me. What we're about now is this thing called the Great Awakening.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I want to share with your listeners today is there's three reasons I believe we're on this show together today. One is I want to kill the spirit of fear.
Come on.
Two is I want to make sure people understand the truth about what's going on. And three, I want to make sure people have a solid call to action at the end of this program. And so what was happening to me is it discusses in the Bible, if you're diligent, you'll eventually stand in front of kings. I think we've all heard these verses. Mm-hmm. But if you're diligent, you're going to stand in front of kings. And so because of my business success, people who are very high up, they reach out to me and say, hey, could you tell me about COVID-19? And I said, yeah, sure. Because I have a podcast, we have about 1 million listeners a week. And so, again, but this isn't about me. It's about Proverbs 22:29. It reads, and someone should write this down. It says, seest thou a man diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings. So that's the only reason that I have access to a lot of these people. So let's kill the spirit of fear. First off, the models that said that 2.2 million people would die, those are false. So those were wrong by 25 times. And you might say, what? Yeah, yeah. Let's go back in time. If we can go back in time, go back in time. Here we go. Going back in time. When did we first get scared? When did I get scared? When did you get scared? When did we all get scared?
Those initial news reports coming out.
Yep.
Yeah. And so if you go to time2freeamerica.com, time2freeamerica.com, and you click on the truth about the models that said that 2.2 million people would die, those were created by Neil Ferguson and the Abdul Latif Jameel Institute. So the models that said that 2.2 million people would die, those are false. And even the Scarf Queen, Dr. Deborah Birx, she had to come out and say that the models were off, and she admitted they're off by 25 times. So as an example, Stacey, how tall are you roughly, approximately?
About 5'8".
Okay, great. My wife is a 5'3 and a quarter, she tells me. Imagine
don't
I hopped
the up, quarter.
That's right. No, she brings it up. So imagine that I hopped on this show and you said, Clay, I'm so excited to meet your wife in Tulsa. How tall is she? And I go, oh, you got to get ready for her arrival when you meet her, because she's 125 feet tall. And you go, sir, do you want to, maybe you misspoke. Sir, did you mean 5'3"? And I go, no. I'm doubling down, tripling down. She's 125 feet tall. Make preparations. That's what happened with these models.
Big doors.
I mean, think about these models. These models said 2.2 million people would die. And then Deborah Birx came out and said, oh, by the way, they're off by 25 times. And those were funded by Bill Gates and Amazon. Learn more about it. Time2freeamerica.com. Again, Neil Ferguson, the Abdul Latif Jameel Institute.
For those of you listening, we're going to put every link that he mentions today, we're going to put in the notes section below this on YouTube. We're going to put it on all podcast platforms, no matter where you're listening to this right now. Go to the show notes, every link that's referenced today, the Rockefeller Report, everything that we're going to get into. I hope we have time to get all these things. We're going to put those down below, so research those, mm-hmm. and they're available to you.
Now, the second thing, so again, the fear should have been gone right away. Now, you would say, Clay, were you ever scared? No, because I knew that Neil Ferguson made the models. This guy is wrong about every model he makes. This guy is a weasel. Folks, you got to watch. You got to go to time2freeamerica.com and watch Neil Ferguson. This guy, this is what he said. He said this on camera. He goes, well, if we use the Chinese model, the Chinese model, the one adapted by China and the WHO, we would want to make by locking down for 12 to 18 months. And this guy recommended that we shut
that is
down
so good.
For 18 months. Then we move on. We got to keep the fear going. We got to keep the fear going. Because remember, God has not given you a spirit of fear. No, he has not, ladies and
That's
gentlemen.
Right.
God has not given you a spirit of fear. And you say, well, where's that written down? Second Timothy, okay, chapter 1, verse 7 reads, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Mm-hmm. So think about this. Fear blocks logic. So when I'm doing accounting for Tip Top Canine or for Elephant in the Room or MakeYourLifeEpic.com, these are all companies that I own. I'm not in a fearful state. When I wrote the show notes for today's conversation, I wasn't at gunpoint playing Russian roulette going, I don't do accounting after jumping out of a plane. So fear blocks logic. So let's calm down for a second, okay? God's given us, has not given us the spirit of fear. So now we move on. How do we keep the fear going? If you are somebody who wants to rule over people, you have to use fear. False evidence appearing real. So Dr. Fauci says,
well, the number of cases very dangerous. We should never shut down the borders.
It's double talk.
That is so good.
We shouldn't shut down the borders. We should.
And then Trump shuts down the borders. And he says, we should shut down the borders.
We should never wear a mask.
He's on 60 Minutes. They say, sir, a lot of people are watching. Are you saying that wearing a mask is not helpful?
Yeah, wearing a mask in a pandemic doesn't help, but the stuff, it may help you feel, it doesn't really have it.
And then 2 weeks later,
well, you got to wear a mask. You got to wear a mask. Everyone needs to wear a mask. It shows you we're all in this together.
Now double masks.
You crush it. Not only the sound, but when you're consistently wrong, that's Fauci. It takes those two elements.
Right. We all saw his pitch and we're like, finally, some accuracy. He threw out the first pitch for the Nationals game and the ball goes way over here. And we're going, this is the most accurate thing he's thrown out this year.
He almost missed the ground. It was so bad.
So again, the models that said the 2.2 million people would die, those are false. The PCR tests that are telling you that there's an alarming number of COVID-19 cases, those are falsely calibrated. Now let's talk about PCR tests. And again, if you go to time2freeamerica.com, I work with kings. I work with doctors. I work with elected leaders. Okay. So I have access to these people. So I call my doctors. Boop, 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 boop. Call them. Doctor. Hey, doctor, quick question for you. The PCR tests that were created by Kerry Mullis, the guy who invented the PCR test, Kerry Mullis, he is on camera. And if you go to BitChute, BitChute, BitChute.com, and type in Kerry Mullis, K-A-R-Y, Mullis, M-U-L-L-I-S, and Fauci, you can see Kerry Mullis, the inventor of the PCR test, said on camera, my phone alarm is going off, reminding me that we're on the show. That's so convenient. But Kerry Mullis, he said on camera that Dr. Fauci's a liar. So I call the doctors. Doctors, the PCR tests you're using, they're invented by Kerry Mullis, and he said that Dr. Fauci's a liar and that we should never, Kerry Mullis, the inventor of the PCR test, said we should not be using the PCR test because they can be falsely calibrated. So doctor, I want to ask you, please do some research for me because I'm not a doctor, and find out what setting they're on, because they're supposed to be at 17 cycles, 17 amplifications, and I think they're set at 40. And these doctors, I mean, many doctors are saying, how do you know that? I'm just telling you, I know about the PCR tests and I believe they're falsely calibrated. Check into it. So one by one, the doctors call me and they call me back and they go, Clay, they're at 40 cycles. Like, what? What does that mean? Don't talk about CTs and don't use abbreviations. Stop it, doctor. Give me this stuff. And they go, well, what that means is that 100% of the tests are false. 100% of them.
Oh my gosh.
100%. They go 100% of the PCR tests to go. Yeah. And they're also collecting DNA. I'm going, what? So again, if you go to timetofreeamerica.com, you can see that the models that said that 2.2 million people would die, those are false. The PCR tests are falsely calibrated. Having a PCR test at 40 cycles versus 17, the way it was explained to me is it's like being in a car and the speedometer says you're driving 400 miles an hour, but you are driving 7. So elderly people are out for a walk. You know, elderly people are usually out. They're usually at the mall for a walk, the mall or in your neighborhood. And they're great people. And these people walk at maybe like a mile an hour or two. This is like we're almost being passed by them. They're saying, come on, buddy. Come on. Let's go.
Like the Office Space with the walker.
The guy who can barely see over the steering wheel is behind you going, come on. Come on, buddy. Move it. Let's go. I'm trying to drive 8 miles an hour. Come on. I'm trying to go 8. That's what it's like. But these models are saying you're driving 400. Now, if we had a massive number of cases of a super deadly virus, we should also see a massive number of deaths. But we don't. Okay. And by the way, pro tip to avoid COVID in Oklahoma, at least, according to the restrictions we have, at 11 o'clock is when the virus comes out. It's a nighttime virus. It's an attacker. So if you're afraid of the virus,
it's a sneaky critter.
Sneaky. Well, yeah. What you want to do when you guys come to Tulsa for this event, Dave, you guys want to make sure you're in by 10:59 because the virus comes out at night. So at 11 o'clock, it'll get you, but 10:59, you're safe. Also, if you walk into a restaurant in Oklahoma, the virus can get you in the lobby, but as soon as you sit, because it's a tall virus, but when you sit down to eat,
you're safe.
You're sick because you go under the virus. You've got to go down. So it's about 5'4" is what it's 5'3" and a half. So my
wife keeps your wife safe.
You know, she's good. So again, and then the final thing is COVID's 100% treatable. So if you're out there going, what? Yeah. Listen, I put together a network of doctors and many other people have done this as well. So if you're watching right now and you say, I don't want to die. I mean, maybe you're watching saying, I kind of want to get COVID and just so I can be a part of the team.
Have a great story.
Yeah. This is what you do. This is, let me tell you what happens. Once you get COVID, a lot of people want to get COVID. You subconsciously want COVID because you want to be in the conversation. So people at work are going, oh, well,
that's true.
Susan, I lost the ability to smell. Susan, I couldn't smell. I couldn't taste anything for like a week. And I had what was deemed as Malaysian mud butt. And they're going, what? Come here. People have COVID stories. COVID's an upper respiratory infection. It is not something that causes bowel issues. But you see people at work making up their COVID stories. Well, I had it and I was shivering. I was clamoring. And I was, anyways, if you want to be part of the COVID team and not die, 100% of the people that take this treatment don't die. So go to budesonideworks.com. Budesonideworks.com. Someone might be saying, how are you joking about a virus? Listen. Folks, 100% of the people that have taken this treatment don't die. I'm as afraid of COVID as I am of snakes. Now, I'm more afraid of snakes. But, I mean, there's not a lot of snakes in my office right now. It's the probability of a snake slithering into my office and getting me. It's probably low. Same thing of COVID. But, again, you go to budesonideworks.com. Budesonideworks.com. Budesonide. It's B-U-D, folks. Someone says, how do you spell that? It's B-U-D-E-S-O-N-I-D-E-Works.com. Budesonideworks.com. And there you can get ivermectin, budesonide, or hydroxychloroquine. Nobody dies. It's affordable. So the models that said 2.2 million people would die are false. PCR tests are falsely calibrated. COVID is 100% treatable. And we needed to have a conference to tell the world about it. So Dave, Stacy, that's the move.
And we are going to be there. We bought tickets for Stacy and I, our producer. We're all coming. We're excited. Oh. We're getting our minds right, ready. The cast of characters that you have is unbelievable. I don't know that much mental horsepower and personal leadership experience has ever been in one place at the same time. You know, I'm like, where else are we going to see this same lineup in one building?
You'll probably never see it again. But I want people to understand it is not because of me. Please, I want everybody to understand this, okay? Proverbs 22:29. Everyone should write that down, okay? Seest thou a man diligent in his business, he shall stand before kings. So as a financial tip, people say, well, Clay, how do you achieve success? How did you do it? What's the deal? Well, it says in the Bible, work as unto the Lord and not as unto human masters. What does that mean? What does that mean? What are you saying? It means, folks, we can look this up. It says Colossians 3:23. It says, and whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men, right? For you shall receive your inheritance from the Lord. So what you want to do is you want to over-deliver. If you're listening right now and you're a manager, you want to greet every customer like it's the only customer ever.
Yep.
If you're a police officer, you want to be the safest, sharpest, most well-trained. If you're an athlete, if you're a mom, if you're a dad, if you're a greeter. Once I got that idea, I was working at Target, Applebee's, and DirecTV, the trifecta, the unholy trinity, Applebee's, Target, DirecTV. And once I grasped the idea, I got to over-deliver. If I wow these people... Yep. Everything begins to change. So
all the competition's at the bottom. Mm-hmm.
Correct.
You do 10% more, all of a sudden there's no competition.
It's true.
So what I'm going to do when you guys come to Tulsa, we have a VIP dinner, and I won't mention the location and all that, but I'll make sure off air you guys can text me and make sure you guys are going to be at that. But you're going to see a whiteboard when you come into my office. And on the whiteboard is all the people that I know, all the people that I'm in the flow with, people that I've interviewed, or I've helped them grow their business or their brand, or I've helped them. So I'm going to list off the people who are coming to this event. All of them came as a result of sowing seeds, helping people to grow their business, their brand, whatever. So we've got Jim Caviezel coming. So I'm on the phone yesterday with Jim Caviezel's booker, Alex, great lady. And she says, you know this guy. There's a guy that she knows that I know, she works with. And I go, yeah, I know that guy. She's like, it's crazy. Because everyone runs into someone that I know. So it's not God. It's not me. It's God, okay? But yeah, Jim Caviezel's coming. He played Jesus in Passion of the Christ. Jesus will be at the event, by the way. Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Yes. But the guy who played Jesus will be there too. Simone Gold, doctor. You say, well, how do you know Simone? Yep. Again, through mutual connections. Gene Ho, President Trump's photographer. The guy who takes all the photos with him. That's him. He'll be here. Mike Lindell, My Pillow. By the way, a fun fact, I bought a mattress. I got a free mattress 20 years ago when we first got married from one of our DJs named Josh Smith. And by the way, just think about the sanity of that. To get a mattress that a guy used in college in his frat. But anyway, he gave me the mattress.
Had some stories.
Yeah.
And we still sleep on the same mattress. I have not bought him a new mattress in 20 years. It's the same.
Wow.
And Mike Lindell and the team heard about the abomination of having the same mattress. So they sent me the new as a gift, the cover thing. It's what do you call it? You put it on top of the mattress and it makes
a mattress pad?
Yeah. You put it on top of the mattress. I didn't know these things existed. So anyway, Mike Lindell's coming. He sent me a bunch of free stuff. Thank you, Mike.
Love his sheets. They're amazing. Right,
we got Giza sheets in every room and pillows. And
it's the best. And then Lynn Wood, my friend Lynn Wood is coming. And you might say, well, how do you know Lynn Wood? Well, if you go to timetofreeamerica.com, you're going to get chills, though, so please just be careful. Go to timetofreeamerica.com, and you click at the bottom. There's a button that says the Trump prophecies, And Kim Clement was a prophet who in 2007 began saying that Trump will become the trumpet that will alert America to what's going on, awaken America. And in his prophecies, Kim Clement, who I never met, mentioned my name. And so that's how Lynn Wood knows me, because Lynn wanted to know what I knew. And I told him that the models that said the 2.2 million people would die are false and funded by Bill Gates. The PCR tests are falsely calibrated. The treatments are being blocked using propaganda funded by Bill Gates. The elections are going to be corrupted and have been corrupted using Election Guard, which is also a Bill Gates product. Anyway, I can get into that. But the point is, Lynn Wood's coming. And I only know Lynn because of Divine Providence and Kim Clement prophecies.
Any one of these people would be worth coming down to Tulsa for.
I know.
And General Flynn, he and I talk a lot now. I mean, he's great, great guy. He'll be there. I hosted a town hall event in my office with him. And he's just a great guy. Sidney Powell, who I've never met, Sidney. I think Sidney has really high standards, which is why I haven't met her yet. But eventually. and then Mark Victor Hansen. We all have the book Chicken Soup for the Soul.
Yep.
Mark's, a couple dozen of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to be there. He and his wife will be there. They're just great people. And it's Crystal Hansen. She's a great speaker, great author as well. Richard Bartlett, the doctor treating thousands of COVID patients with no deaths. Former top medical advisor for the governor of Perry for 7 consecutive years. No COVID.
Wow.
No COVID deaths. None. Thousands
That's
of
men. Amazing.
He's coming. Charlene Bollinger, Melissa Tate, Patrick Byrne, the Overstock CEO, and Vander Steele. You guys, Dr. Cordy Williams. I mean, I can go on and on just listing them. But what I want to do is I want to go back to where we started. Did this event, if you go to thrivetimeshow.com, thrivetimeshow.com, and you click on the conferences button, you can stream it there. And you say, well, what's plan B? Well, you got to have a plan B, because you're going to need a plan B. Tech censorship, right? Plan B is Brighteon.com. 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 It's like a YouTube minus the communism. Brighteon.com. And Brighteon.com is ran by Mike Adams, who will be speaking.
Really?
He's also the health ranger. He's a prolific podcaster. Millions of people listen to him. Mike Adams is his name. The founder of LifeSiteNews.com. He'll be there, but you can stream it on Brighteon.com. Also Rhema, R-H-E-M-A, Rhema.tv. You can stream it there. And also on SteelTruth.com. Now we have so far 40, we can talk offline today, but so far we have 43 members of the media, 43 media entities covering the event. And I have not yet sent out the press release. And for those of you wanting to learn PR, I do a lot of PR and marketing. There are certain reporters that you build a relationship with over time. You'll see them on my whiteboard. And you really don't want to invite people to an event until about 2 weeks before, because of the way the media does scheduling and how they work. So we haven't even sent out that final, and there's already 43 coming. So we had 50,000 people request tickets. We have 4,000 seats available. Someone says, well, you should have had a bigger venue. You should have done that. I talked to a guy yesterday. He's like, well, I'll tell you what, brother, you should have got a bigger venue. Probably lack of forethought on you. I'm serious. He was like, serious. And I said, hey, I appreciate you. I would have, but the only entity, only asset, the only venue in Oklahoma willing to host this event was Rhema. And folks, if you're on YouTube, type in 1963. Kenneth Hagin prophecy.
Oh man, I've not even heard that.
No.
It's rare, it's rare you catch us.
Hagin, it's Kenneth Hagin, 1963 prophecy, H-A-G-I-N. He explains in 1963 the logo for Antifa.
Whoa.
He explains what's going to happen this year. And he was told prophetically, and I've had people for over a year now, folks, people that I don't even know, people that I don't talk about prophecy with ever. They're calling me a year ago.
Yeah.
Saying, did you know there's supposed to be a great awakening and it starts in Tulsa? And I'm going, what? This is before this idea did not pop into my head until 23 days ago. Was it 25 days ago? And here it is. So I just want everyone to understand this. This is a prophetic thing. Amanda Grace, the prophet, she said in one of her prophecies, watch Tulsa.
Tulsa, she did. Yep. I heard her.
And everyone keeps going, what? I'm just. Goosebumps. I'm making the pre-show music. I'm producing the whole show. So I met with Rhema's praise and worship team yesterday. And I had goosebumps the entire time. The lineup of the speakers and the music and what's happening. And you say, why are we doing this? Because We got a call to action for you. Every single person, even you, even me, not the hosts. This is just between me and the person watching right now. We need to refocus to Christ, because we, mainly me, probably not you, just me. I have not been doing a good job. There are certain things I've allowed in my life that are not at the standard of what is in the Word of God. I've sort of haven't found great shows like this show, and I have found other shows. So I found myself throughout the years watching people who wear cleavage miniskirts. We'll call it Fox News anchors. I find myself watching media that's sort of corrupted half-truth, truthiness. And if you watch enough of the lascivious, promiscuous mainstream media, you don't even realize what's happening, but the scales are being put over your eyes. And you've been deceived. The music you're allowing into your homes, the music, the movies your kids are watching probably as recently as last night, all these things, this impurity, we've allowed it into our culture. And the Declaration of Independence states that we have certain inalienable rights that were given to us by God. But we've done, as a culture, I'm just blaming myself. I'm not going to blame pastors. I'm just saying me, because it says that we, as people on this earth, Christians, we are supposed to be the body of Christ. It's not about a building. It's not about a pastor who collects a salary. We, the people, are supposed to be the body of Christ. And I can tell you, I have let things into our home that I shouldn't have. We all need to return to Christ. We got to get in that Bible. You say, where do I start? Ephesians. Let's just start with Ephesians today. Let's listen to Ephesians. Ephesians. I recorded an audiobook version of that. If you go to thrivetimeshow.com and you click on podcast, you can hear it or you can read it. But you got to, and by the way, on rumble.com is where you hear our shows, rumble.com, Thrive Time Show. But we all need to recalibrate. And then two, we need to get involved, which is why I love your show so much.
Wake up, speak up, show up. Yeah, guys, there's sometimes as many as 1 million people per episode listening to Clay. So we're very honored to have you.
Yeah, it's so interesting you say that, Clay, because something the Lord's been really showing to me is the Joshua 3:5, you know, to consecrate yourself. It's time to consecrate yourself. And and he's with us. You know, we are ready for some a big Red Sea moment, for him to part the sea for miracles, but we have to do our part as well. And I think that is huge, what you've said.
And putting things in place, if God goes bippity-boppity-boop and everything is made great tomorrow, we have to do a better job from that day forward so we don't end up in this place again. We got to be involved in the school boards. We got to be involved in every different level. Personally, everybody wanted Donald Trump to do 80 million great things. We need 80 million of us to do one thing. And it's events like yours that are going to mentally, emotionally, and spiritually equip people to operate in a more powerful way.
The Ephesians, I agree with you. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 16 reads, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. When I was thinking about that, I'm going, that's a lot. I mean, cease not. I mean, you think, cease not means without ceasing. And you start to say, well, what happens if I do that? I mean, let's just think about that. What if we did for a day? And by the way, this is what I'm doing right now. It's crazy. But I'm just throughout the day, people look at me and go, what are you doing over there? Cause I'm always on the phone. I'm always working stuff. I'm going 90 miles an hour right now. People say, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm just giving thanks without ceasing. Well, for what? I'm like, my burrito, this building, this office, my kids, my wife. And then it says, chapter 17, it says, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, the knowledge of him, that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what are the riches of his glory, of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above principality and power and might and dominion, in every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him, and the filleth all in. You see, when I start to worry, I worship, and then I make a phone call, and
best
I keep
thing to do.
And want everybody, if we can just do that throughout the day when you have an opportunity. And this is real stuff, though. You're a parent. If you're watching, you have kids. I have 5 kids. You're in the car, and a song comes on, and you're like, "Are these lyrics ear porn?" I mean, just look up the lyrics today for Justin Bieber's song, No Brainer. Just look up the lyrics. or any Post Malone song that's in the top 10 and just read the lyrics, or Cardi B, just read the lyrics and read them as a parent, print them off tonight and read them and say, am I putting ear porn in the minivan or am I putting the spirit of God? That right there was a tough concept for me. I'm a former disc jockey, guys. I wasn't a Christian until my son was born blind, and I prayed and my wife prayed, and I actually was kind of like Dr. Fauci, I guess, because I told my wife to stop praying because my son was blind and it was freaking me out. And I'm a bad person. I'm just bad. I'm new to the Christian team. This is 2007, and some things happened, but my son can see now.
Wow. And
that's how I became a Christian.
Praise God. Wow. That's so amazing.
That's a real deal. My wife wrote this book called Now I See About It. When you read the book Now I See, you're going to go, this guy's a horrible person. Because I was terrible. I was like Fauci said, you stop praying in my house. Stop it. Stop praying in the house. Stop it. And then, no, I'm serious. My wife's doing Jericho walks and she's like casting out. She's claiming the healing. And I'm going, stop it. You're freaking me out. Stop. And then I was like, God, if you'll heal my son, I'll switch teams. And it did. And it was a Saul, Paul, here I am. So everybody out there, let's just start with the minivan. Are we putting positive thoughts? Are we listening to That's your huge. Show? Are we listening to Dave and Stacey? Are we doing that? Are we doing that? Or are we listening to Howard Stern? I mean it. Are you listening to FM radio where people call in? It's like, call in if you're naked on 106.9. You know, people are these radio shows. Call in right now and tell us you broke up with your boyfriend. Are we putting that? Are we watching The Voice? And are we watching Gwen Stefani and Miley Cyrus say crazy stuff to our kids and set the moral standard for how they should dress and look and what they should be? Or are we putting Christ in their lives? And I encourage everybody as a call to action. One, go to timetofreeamerica.com, read everything there, research it. Two, listen to your show every day. And if you find yourself at home and you find yourself watching anything that is not righteous, watch your show again. Go back and watch an old episode of your show. Watch a new one. Get there. And then three, mark your calendars, put it there, go to thrivetimeshow.com, click on conferences, mark your calendar for April 16th and 17th, starting at 12:30. There's a meet and greet from 10:30 to 12:30. We'll have praise and worship music playing. I think people are going to get saved just right there. And then, but then from 12:30 to 9, there's back-to-back speakers with little breaks. And, it's going to be amazing. And, I'm the least intelligent person on the lineup. So it gets better. I'll speak eventually, but I'll be emceeing it. So it'll be funny. You can laugh at my expense. And, couldn't be more excited for the spirit of the Lord to kill the fear all across this land and to share the truth of what's going on. Help everybody, encourage your friends and family to recalibrate. Then after the event, we're going to cut every presentation into a 20-minute video, and I'm going to give the assets to you and to every member of the media so you guys can host it on your own channels. And that's what we're going to do.
That's amazing.
Hey, one last question. I know we're out of time on the backside. I also make sure people know how to find a link, because you knew about the things that are happening now a long time ago because of a report. Is the link to that in one of the sites you mentioned?
Yeah, if you go to timetofreeamerica.com and you click on the button called The Great Reset, there's this thing called the Rockefeller Plan, which was written, 2010, 11, it's there. And it explains how they're going to release a virus. It's crazy. It's their plan. Release a virus, which is why Dr. Fauci funded the Wuhan lab that used gain-of-function research to make the virus. You see, COVID-19 was created in a laboratory using U.S. funding, and it's called gain-of-function research. If you don't know what that is, folks, that's a blasty blast. Gain-of-function is where you take a naturally occurring virus from an animal, and you mix it with human fetal tissue. So you have to abort a baby, step one.
Yep.
Step one, murder a baby. Step two, kill an animal. Step three, mix their tissue together to make a new virus, make a new thing. That's called gain-of-function. That's what Dr. Fauci does. That's his resume.
How was your day, dear?
Yeah,
there you go. So, but again, if you go to timetofreeamerica.com, you click on it, it's called the Rockefeller Plan. I've known about that for 10 years, and now they're calling it The Great Reset. And if you want to read it, if you want to buy the book, it's a best-selling book right now, advocating for stricter quarantines, curfews, complete surveillance culture. It's a book advocating this, written by Klaus Schwab. Klaus Schwab. He's the head of the World Economic Forum. He dresses like a Star Wars character. He's an interesting individual. And the book's called The Great Reset on Amazon.com. And it's called COVID-19, The Great Reset. And final mind-blowing idea. COVID-19. Why 19? Well, because it's the year. Stop it. The one is the first letter of the alphabet. That's A. The nine is I. I is the ninth letter in the alphabet. A is the first. So it's COVID. AI. It's a covert operation to ID everybody using AI. That's what this is. And so it's all there. And other things to look up today for a blasty blast. And I'll let your listeners get back to things. I encourage everybody to look this up. Go to DuckDuckGo. Go to DuckDuckGo. And you might have to pause this because I'm going to have to go fast. But here it is. These are nine questions you should ask yourself on DuckDuckGo. Why does the CDC call for the implementation of Nazi-style quarantine camps? And if you just do a search on DuckDuckGo or Google, you just type in COVID-19 interim operational considerations for implementing the shielding approach. The CDC is actually recommending concentration camps on their website. Question number two, why are international celebrities and powerful people like Bill Gates and Jay-Z seeking the spiritual guidance from the spirit cooking Marina Abramovich? So go to DuckDuckGo and type in Marina Abramovich, A-B-R-A-M-O-V-I-C, spirit cooking on DuckDuckGo. Marina Abramovich, spirit cooking. Look at that. That's Bill Gates' spiritual advisor. Why is the Satanic Temple of Texas now suing to defend its right to child sacrifice? The Washington Times, look it up on DuckDuckGo. They are suing the Satanic Temple, as reported by the Washington Times. They're currently suing. You can't make this up. They're suing for the religious right to child sacrifice, sacrificing a baby. They want to abort for sacrifice. Question number four, why did U.S. money fund the controversial Wuhan lab? So go to DuckDuckGo and type in Newsweek, Dr. Fauci funded controversial Wuhan lab. Five, why are Luciferians always obsessed with wearing a mask and standing 6 feet apart during their satanic rituals? And why is everybody in America now involved in a satanic ritual? Go to DuckDuckGo and just type in Bohemian Grove. Start there, Bohemian Grove. Question number six, why is Klaus Schwab writing a book advocating that which is occurring as though it's a plan called COVID-19, the Great Reset? Seven, why is Moderna now referring to the vaccines as an RNA modifying software of life? On the Moderna website, they're now referring to the vaccines as a software for life. And eight, question number eight, why is the technology used in the vaccines called Luciferase or Luciferase? Lucifer A-S-E. Look it up. It's where you can see underneath the skin whether you were vaccinated or not. You can see whether you have a mark.
Look it up.
Yep.
Final quick deep thought. Why does Microsoft have the patent number W020? Folks, look it up. W020206006. W020206006. Patent.
666.
Why? Why do they have that patent number?
It was available.
There you go. Thank you guys for putting up with me, Dave and Stacey.
That's amazing. We're going to put all those questions in the notes below this. Stacey, bless us out.
Yes. Thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you, listeners, for joining as well. We just bless you. We bless you to wake up, speak up, and show up. We bless you to truly believe that the future is brighter than the past. Yes. Have a great day. We'll see you back here next time.
Bye, guys.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Flyover Conservatives podcast with David and Stacey Whited. Please subscribe, hit the notification bell, and leave us a comment below. Lastly, if you enjoyed today's podcast, share with those who came to mind. Be blessed and make it a great day.